Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrill, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Tuesday, November 30th, and we're broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State, where winter is going to creep up on us. We're going to be talking about a natural way to get rid of TMJ pain, pain in your jaw. Our guest today is Dr. Philip Taylor, professor and dentist and author of the book, TMJ Cured. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach, and you can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com. Dr. Taylor has been practicing dentistry in California since 1950. During the 70s, while teaching at the USC School of Dentistry, his practice was revolutionized when he learned the principles of nephology from his mentor. Now, after working according to these principles for decades and witnessing the great results, Dr. Taylor is a tireless advocate for bite correction as the solution to the many problems associated with TMJ. Dr. Taylor, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Catherine?
I am wonderful, thank you. Now, nephology, it's spelled G-N-A-T-H-O-L-O-G-Y. What the heck is nephology?
it's a word coined back in the 50s by one of my mentors, Harvey Stallard, who was an orthodontist, and he took the word nathos, which is a Greek word for teeth, or jaws, and put an ology on it, which really what it translates to is jawology.
Ah, so when you're gnashing your teeth, that's where that word comes from, jaws.
That's right.
Okay. Now you say that, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just thought that the word nathos is a Greek word.
Oh, it entirely may be. And you said that the best treatment for TMJ is occlusal correction. What does occlusal correction mean, doctor?
Well, occlusal means the tops of the teeth. Where the teeth hit together is occlusion. And we shorten the word to bite. So we call it occlusal correction or bite correction.
Right.
Means the same thing.
Okay. And why is this one of the most underutilized procedures in dentistry today?
Well, occlusion is a very poorly understood term, and it's not defined well in dental school. When I was in dental school, we only used the word occlusion when we made full dentures. And we tried to fit the false teeth together and make sense out of the dentures so they chewed food. So occlusion is how the teeth fit together. And when you figure out the mechanics of the bite and the engineering of the bite, you learn that there's funny little shapes to the tops of the teeth that don't seem to make any sense. But when you engineer the jaws together and move the jaws in the way the person chews, those little grooves and ridges and cusps and fosses all make sense.
Also, they they fit together or they're supposed to fit together, but sometimes they don't.
Well, that's right. If the jaw isn't seated in the rearmost hinge position, then the teeth wear themselves out.
Okay. Well, the joint in the jaw is a fascinating joint. That's where your jawbone attaches to the rest of your skull. That's the TMJ, or the temporomandibular joint.
Yes.
Yes. Now, you've got a really nice book. I really like your book. What is your focus at this time with TMJ Cured? Are you talking to readers who are just people like me? Are you talking to dentists?
Well, actually, both. I had this book on my mind for many years before I wrote it, because there seemed to be a lacking of information about how the teeth fit together. So one of the chapters in the book is talking about occlusion and the requirements for the bite to fit correctly. Now, there's some professionals that dispute how I wrote the book. Naturally, no one seems to agree about it very much. But I found, after I started correcting people's bites, that there was a reason for having certain of those requirements there, like the rearmost posture of the jaw where it hinges. It has to be the backmost position, otherwise the front teeth can't separate the teeth when you chew. And the front teeth ramp open the back teeth, so it keeps the back teeth from clashing and wearing out.
You've put a lot of thought into this. I can tell.
Well, it took me a long time to figure it out. I was in practice 30 years before I began to understand it. And I find that it answered so many questions. I made some bridge work back when I was a young dentist, and the bridge loosened the teeth and the bridge came out. So I wasn't successful in that, and I always wondered why, because I did it according to what I was taught in dental school. So that began me on the road to understanding occlusion. Once I understood it, I began to change people's bites, and that's where the profession right now is lacking in this information. They aren't taught how to do a bite correction in dental schools, at least most of them. There's a few. Loma Linda has a very good occlusion department, and in Texas, there's a couple of schools there that teach it. But in most of the country, there isn't that knowledge.
Now, the TMJ or TMJD or dysfunction is the acute or chronic inflammation in the TMJ joint, the TMJ. And what causes that?
A bad bite. When the teeth don't fit correctly together, it produces a torque or a pressure, either sideways or forward or in some way distorts the fit of the bone into the socket. With that torque, it's like spraining your ankle if you wear high-heeled shoes. I think the strain on the ankle is increased. Mm-hmm. And it's like a bad bite. If you increase the pressure in the joint, it has a tendency to break down and become painful. And of course, the pain is manifested in some very weird ways. You can have headaches, you can have even back aches and neck aches, and shooting pains in the jaw and sometimes it mimics a toothache. So we have a difficult job in diagnosing TMJ. And I use the word TMJ for the disease, not the joint.
Mm-hmm.
I say TM joint when I'm referring to the joint, and I use TMJ for the pain.
Mm-hmm. I know it can also cause dizzy spells and ringing in the ears and strange noises, and your jaw might feel stiff or lock. It might even feel like it locks or seizes up when you try to move it.
Yes.
Now, go ahead.
One of the points that I try to make in the book is that splints really don't fix a wrong bite. They separate the jaw so you don't clamp down on your bad bite. And in doing that, you get relief. And these are the techniques that are used in most dental offices. And unfortunately, that doesn't cure it. All it does is postpone it, sometimes making it worse.
Mm. Well, it's like pain medications. It's not curing it. It's just masking the problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some other short-term solutions are ice packs can help on those jaw muscles, or eating soft food. Who wants to do that all the time unless it's ice cream?
Well, besides splints, there's always physical therapy, which does give relief, but all that does is to, again, postpone the real treatment, which is fixing the bite.
What does physical therapy do for jaws? How would they do that?
Well, the pain manifests in the muscles, and when you have physical therapy, it relieves the strain on the muscles and soothes it and makes it better so that you can tolerate the bad bite for a while longer. But eventually it catches up with you and produces some other disease. Now, one of the main things that a bite correction does help is periodontal disease, which is the disease of the gums, where the bone and gum tissue recede. And it's often just discounted that the bite has anything to do with periodontal disease, because there's bacteria involved. So there's a double reason for having periodontal disease.
Hmm.
And one of the best ways to fix periodontal disease is to get the bite on the teeth corrected so they're not hitting at an angle.
Oh, that is very interesting too. Now, right now you are not practicing, but you said that our listeners could find you, and you said I could give them your telephone number. I'm also going to give them your website.
Yes.
So if a listener has a question, Dr. Taylor can be reached at 760-469-3579. I'll tell you that again. 760 is the area code, 469-3579, and he is in California. Dr. Philip Taylor is who I'm talking with right now on Pain Relief Radio. This is Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Dr. Taylor is about telling us about a natural way to correct or get rid of TMJ pain or TMJ dysfunction. And Dr. Taylor is in the process of teaching other dentists how to do this treatment or procedure. How many dentists are doing this type of treatment now, Dr. Taylor?
Well, they're all over the country, and it's hard to tell how many actually do it. We talk about it in the Academy of Nathology, the International Academy of Nathology, which can be reached on the Internet. And you may be able to find a dentist in your local area. Whether they do the bite correction or not is kind of hard to tell. One way you can tell it, if you're a patient suffering from TMJ, you need to find a dentist that will take two complete sets of models of your teeth and mount them on an articulator, which reproduces the movements of your jaw so that he can tell where the interferences are on the teeth. And then he can plan how to change the tops of the teeth slightly in the bite correction procedure to make the jaw joint happy, take the stress away, take the pressure away, get the high heel shoes off, if you will, mm-hmm. and so that when you chew down, you don't cause the pain, and the jaw joint can heal. As it heals, it retreats a little bit. It changes its location, and so there has to be follow-up appointments to keep on correcting it. So
that's interesting. So it's a little steps at a time.
Yes. The main procedure should be done all at once in about a 3-hour appointment, so that you go from a bad bite to a perfect bite. And then you go home, and sometimes when you get in your car to go home, it doesn't feel right again because the jaw joint starts to heal and it shifts the location of that hinge axis. So the jaw drops back just a tiny, tiny bit, maybe a few microns is all it takes, because now the teeth fit so accurately that you can tell when it's wrong. And that's where the trouble comes in, because people have the bite corrected and then they don't anticipate some follow-up treatments, and they lose confidence in the dentist and go somewhere else and maybe have a splint or do physical therapy. Mm-hmm. Or orthodontics is sometimes used to make the teeth straighter. And then when I was doing orthodontics, I always followed up with a bite correction when I finished the orthodontic treatment to correct the tiny inaccuracies that I couldn't correct with the orthodontic treatment. And then frequently jaw surgery is recommended, which is a very bad idea. Jaw joint surgery is rarely successful, if ever, because you're not correcting the bite. I've actually had jaw surgery patients come to me and their teeth didn't fit correctly after the jaw surgery, and they were still in pain. When I corrected the bite, then the pain went away for the first time. So,
does jaw joint surgery address the disc or the bones?
Usually just the disc.
Okay. When you are, you or a nephrology dentist, spelled G-N-A-T-H-O-L-O-G-Y, are doing this treatment, do you have your patient sit upright, or are they in the typical reclining dentist chair position?
Well, I use the upright position. It's not straight up and down, but at a slant slightly. Not the reclining position, although many dentists use that position. It's all kind of your own call. Either one will work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I had a question about that, because I know if we're reclining quite far back, it changes the position of the jaw. Our lower jaw will drop back some, as opposed to if we're more upright.
Well, when you tip your head back, if you want to find the rearmost hinge position, one of the best ways to do it is to, as you're standing up, is to look at the ceiling and tip your head back as far as it'll go, and then you very slightly, very gently close your teeth together, and you'll discover your own malocclusion. Mm-hmm. And then you can see a dentist and get that fixed.
Now, you're talking about the biting surfaces of the teeth. Does that sometimes include fillings that have already been installed?
Oh, yes, and crowns.
Oh.
Lots of TMJ is caused by having new crowns put on the teeth. You know, in the old days, and I say that because I've been in practice 60 years, when we did a crown, we only had the slow-speed drill, not the high-speed drill. And the slow-speed drill was very difficult to cut through enamel. And so we didn't do full crowns nearly as often as they're done nowadays, because you can go through enamel just lickety-split. Mm. And therefore, you can prepare a full crown very easily. And it's a shame to waste all that good enamel. So in the old days, 1950, we would prepare inlays and onlays and small fillings, and rarely, if ever, do a crown, a full crown that cut the sides of the tooth off.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I find that to be very detrimental, to take and cut away all that good tooth structure.
Mm-hmm. And especially because it is especially detrimental because it causes this kind of problem, TMJ issues?
Well, I think what I'm getting at is that if you cut the whole tooth down, you've destroyed the natural anatomy of it. And so with the full crown, it doesn't reproduce the original anatomy. And, of course, lots of crowns are done after the teeth have worn down a ways. And you try to replace a tooth that's worn down, and it's very difficult to duplicate the exact wear pattern of that bite. So the use of full crowns, I don't like, unless you wax up and create a crown that matches the jaw movements in the jaw joint.
Mm-hmm.
Does that explain it?
Yeah, that probably doesn't happen too often either. I remember having dental work done, which just didn't feel like my teeth were sitting properly anymore, and I had to go back and have whatever it was, a filling or a crown resurfaced.
Yes.
Taken down. So otherwise it would have caused jaw problems for me, wouldn't it have?
Yes, it probably did produce some strain and stress on the jaw joint, but most people are very accommodating to a bad bite, and that's why, fortunately, we don't have more TMJ problems.
Okay. Now, when you do this nephology type of procedure, afterward, how does the person feel?
Well, they have hope back for the first time in their dental career, because they feel the bite, they can click their teeth together, they all hit at once, the front teeth disengage the back teeth when you slide your jaw forward, and they know, and they tell you that they know, that this is the most wonderful thing they've had happen to their bite. Because it feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain can go away in the chair. People that come in to me with headaches, I correct their bite and the headache will disappear right while I'm working on them.
That is fabulous. Now, but it's still a controversial procedure, isn't it?
Very. And it's controversial because there's hardly any agreement as to just how this procedure should be done. But I recommend to everyone that they go to a dentist that takes the models first and shows the patient how the models fit and or don't fit, and then show the patient the actual correction procedure on the plaster models. And if they see that, they can tell the dentist knows how to do it. And that's the way they should proceed with their treatment.
Now,
with any dentist.
Why do they do two complete models, Doctor?
Well, you want to save one set to show the bad bite, and then you correct the other set so they can see the difference.
Okay, that makes sense. So I want to tell everybody, I've really enjoyed talking with you, Dr. Taylor. We've been talking with Dr. Philip Taylor, who has been a practicing dentist for over 50 years. He has a specialty in nephology, which is fixing the bite. Dr. Taylor is teaching other dentists now how to do this procedure. So if you are a listener, a patient with questions, or a dentist whose interest in this nephology has been piqued by this interview, you can contact Dr. Taylor. You can find him at his blog, which is tmjcured.com, tmjcured.com, or you can find Dr. Taylor. His phone is 760-469-3579. Dr. Taylor's book, TMJ Cured, is available on his website, correct, Dr. Taylor?
Correct, and also at Amazon.com.
And also at Amazon.com. And it is called TMJ Cured, Fixing the Bite is the Answer by Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, L, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Dr. Taylor, it's been a great pleasure for me to talk with you today.
Well, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, you are welcome, and we hope we have the opportunity to talk at another time. Thank you very much. This is Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach, thanking our guest, Dr. Philip Taylor, author of TMJCured.com. Remember, I'm not a doctor, but Dr. Taylor is. And for more information about getting rid of your pain relief symptoms naturally, please go to SimplePainRelief.com. Today is Tuesday, November 30th. Remember to take good care of yourself because you deserve to feel better.